Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, certified health and wellness coach, nurse, fitness trainer, educator, speaker, and published best-selling author. Oh my, already can't talk. Well, I want to preface this transcript today is not perfect. I was ready to click save and it wiped it all out. So I just had to do a last minute thing and recall what I had written. And so I made a few mistakes in there. Don't worry about that. My heart is at the right place. And I think, and the knowledge is there. And I think that is much more important than a misspelled word. So please, if you're particular about spelling correctly, I am too, and I don't like seeing misspelled words, but it happens. Anyhow, so today I have been following a lot of things as a health coach lately and listening to people, and the main subject right around this time of year is gain. And I just go, okay, what can we do about that? So I did quite a bit of research, and I found that overweight people usually gain more weight over the holidays. That's usually between Halloween and New Year's than people who were formerly overweight. They still gain more weight than people who are at a healthy weight. I cannot give you a guarantee why it is that way. However, it is a fact. Cornell University stated it, and some other universities did the similar tests, and I have checked them out. And so it's just something that happens. And people who only gain one weight over the holidays, they're lucky. However, and that is something I was not really aware of, but now am fully aware of, that 1 pound usually never goes away. So if it's 1 pound a year, it's going to make it 10 pounds in 10 years. So if you start at 30 and you were at perfect weight, but you gained 10 pounds, at 40, you're going to be 10 pounds overweight. At 50, you're going to be 20 pounds overweight. At 60, you're going to be 30 pounds overweight. And at 70, you're going to be 40 plus pounds overweight. Do you know what that does to your body, to your joints, to your heart, to your lungs, to everything? So that is why it is so important to know how to behave, what mindset to have for the holidays. It does not mean that you can't enjoy anything delicious or something that you normally wouldn't eat, but moderation and the way to do it is actually key. So, yeah, have a holiday plan. You know, you're usually, and it starts right now, because my husband's got to go tonight to a holiday party, and he already told me, honey, I'll be home after the party, but I will be hungry because I won't eat anything that's there. And I go, they don't have any veggies. They don't have any turkey. They don't have any lean ham. They don't have any this. They don't have any that. He goes, no. Remember what I told you that last year? I said, no, I tried to tune that out. It sounded horrible. He says, that's because it is. It's going to be the same this year. So they're going to go for fried foods, fatty foods, foods with gravies. Gravies usually have flour in it, which is fatty again, because all the fat that's not used gets stored. And it starts sitting on your hips and on your waist and on your thighs and on your biceps and all over your body. And those are the things we want to avoid. So I came across a really, really cool suggestion. And I wrote that one down, except I said during instead of during the Okay, and then you put the name of the event. So, for example, for my husband tonight, it would be during the company event tonight, challenge will be choosing the best food for me, healthy food for me. And my goal is to abstain from everything that's not good for me. I plan to make this happen by having my drink of water in my hand, having a snack, a healthy snack before I go in, and eat healthy when I get home. So that's just an example. And for your listeners, you can go over that, repeat it as often and as necessary as you need to, till it's ingrained in you. And then just adjust it for each event you go to. Never, ever go hungry to a party. If you know it's your time to eat when the party starts, do yourself a big favor, a couple of slices of turkey before you go, or have a hard-boiled egg or something, so you have the protein, which is longer lasting in digestion, so you're not going to be that hungry. And then you can just focus on the leans and the greens and the healthy stuff, and maybe save a little bit of space for a slice of pumpkin pie. I just watched a video this morning where they showed the difference between pecan pie and pumpkin pie. And I go, whoa, this is amazing. So the nut pie has twice or a little bit more than twice as many calories and fats than a pumpkin pie does. Well, that's a dead giveaway for me what I'm going to choose. And I don't need to have a full slice of pumpkin pie. I can cut it in half so I can have a couple of bites of something that I enjoy without having to worry about, overeating or anything else. So that is pretty good. So also another point is a good pointer. When you get there and they bring the food out, don't just start dishing up on your plate. Walk around the entire buffet or check out what's out there and then make a decision on what you want to eat and go from there. Don't go back for seconds. Enough so you can socialize with the people, because that's what the gatherings are all about for the holidays. It's not just the stuffing our faces with food. It's actually that we get to socialize. And quite often, eating something goes with it or drinking something. Now, that might be a hard part. The research that I just did said that many women, and men is a little bit a different amount, but for the women, it says a woman who drinks moderately is about a glass a day. So that would be 7 glasses a week. But over the holidays, there are usually four glasses more a week or a day. Yeah, it's just because people drink and eat and talk and drink and eat and talk. So instead of saying, I am not allowed to have any alcohol, start with a glass of water, then have a sip of alcohol and have some water and have a sip of wine. Have some water. Have a sip of wine. So number one, by drinking so much water in between, it dilutes the wine. The sugar does not get absorbed as quickly, and it doesn't just sit on your hips. You don't get drunk. You have a glass of wine for all the festivities, for the toast and everything you need to do. And the glass does not have to be full all the time. So, you know, there are ways around that you can be smart and choosy and happy and thrilled about your choices, and you don't have to gain any weight, and you feel so proud of yourself, because when you go home, you get to go to bed, you get to sleep well, you don't get sick in the morning and have a hangover, you don't feel bloated and stuffed because you did everything in moderation and you were planning about it. So again, that card, you can take a couple of cards and just pre-write it during the, then leave a space for the name of the event that goes in there. My biggest challenge will be leave a space. And my goal is to leave a space. And then I plan to make this happen by space, comma, space, and space. And so you can actually fill in everything you need for every event and just practice, practice, practice till it's second nature. And then you don't have to worry about anything because then you focus on what you really want, which is socializing with the people you care about. Or if it's at work, well, sometimes you have to schmooze a little bit to get a deal. Okay, those are all things that are happening. Let's not sugarcoat it. Let's just call it the way it is, which is fine. But as long as you do give and are your best, you don't have to have any regrets. And what better way than to wake up the next morning happy and healthy and energized instead of sluggish and hangover and stuffed and feeling sick? I mean, those are choices. And the only person in charge of your own choices is you. So anyway, I also want to stress that not all veggies are healthy or best for you. On that video that I just watched, they had several dishes, green veggies. Those seem to be the healthiest ones. But there are some veggies that are much higher in carbohydrates and some that are much lower, some that are prepared with gravy or dressings and stuff, and some that are not. So if you have two dishes in front of you, one that's a green bean casserole with mushroom soup and high sodium and thickener in the sauce for the soup and whatnot, versus steamed spinach or steamed asparagus, what's your choice going to be? I don't have to think. For me, it's going to be the asparagus or the spinach because I can't even stand anything that looks so heavy. It usually is heavy on my stomach. So I've been eating healthy now for a little bit over two years. And it is amazing how it's been changing my mindset, my looking at things, and my decision making. And having kept the weight off is even more amazing because I've never been able to do that before. I am teaching a program that helps you create new habits, happy, healthy habits, one at a time, so you can live healthy for the rest of your life, and it's no longer going to be a yo-yo diet. Because diet actually does not mean anything bad. It means what we eat. There are things that we eat, or there are diets out there that say, if you buy my food, I guarantee you're going to lose 10 pounds in da-da-da-da-da time. But they don't teach you anything. For us, it's totally different. We teach you how to change your habits one at a time. So when you're down with your weight, you don't need anything else except some emotional support once in a while, and that you will have for the rest of your life with our support groups and the coach, which in this case is me, who comes for free with the program. And you will keep it off for the rest of your life as long as you stick with it and do great and just learn how to modify your foods that you're going to be happy and healthy. I want to tell you a quick story about a person that I met. And actually, she was in People magazine on the front cover. Her name is Shirley Mast, and she lost 187 pounds on the program. And it's pretty darn amazing. I'm going to read a couple of sentences from what she said, and I did include the link in the transcript. However, it did not take it when I hyperlinked it. So you need to go in, highlight, copy and paste it into your URL so you can read the whole article by yourself. What just happened? Okay, let me see here. Oh, wait, that's the wrong one. Shoot, I just, you know, it's one of those lovely days where things just kind of change. Okay. It does not like me to do that. That is weird. I know I can do it. So she had lost 187 pounds and she was 49, and the doctor said to her, I can't pull it up. So it's pretty cool. So she started the program, and it took her a little bit of time, you know, I think a couple of years to get down with the weight. But you don't gain 187 pounds overnight. Therefore, do not think that you're gonna lose it overnight, because it's not gonna happen. And it does take some mindset, it takes some willpower, it takes a decision making that you actually do want to do something for you that's best for you. Because yesterday is history. You can't change it. Tomorrow is a mystery. It's the future. We don't know what's going to happen. But today is the present, and we are in charge of our present. And therefore, I'm just encouraging you, do the best you can do. And when you want help, when you're ready to, let me know. Because I do offer right now from today on till the 23rd, so that's including today, that's 11 days. I am actually reaching out to many, many, many people, because my goal is to help 20 new people who want to get healthy and journey towards their optimal health and start right now. So I am actually offering a scholarship for the first 20 people who sign up with me who want to get healthy. And you can sign up under my Coach Denise at ctdigest.net. That's my email for the coaching. And make sure you put in the subject line BTR for Blog Talk Radio 12/13/2018 and offer. So I know it's serious, because all first emails go into the spam folder and I want to pull them all out. I go through it every day. And so when I see that, it's going to get priority. And everything else is going to be second. But any emails that say BTR 12/13/2018 offer, I'm going to put in number one spot. And I will read what you have to say, and I will get back with you. And we'll do a health assessment, which is free of charge to you. And then we're going to see if we are a fit together and help you have a better future. I mean, I can tell you, having lost my 50 pounds and feeling as great as I am and looking as good and having the energy that I have, oh my, I mean, I could never dream about that 2.5 years ago, because it just, I could barely walk up and down the stairs without huffing and puffing. Now I run up and down the stairs a couple of times in a row. And I go, whoa, this is pretty cool. So far, I have not actually gained any weight. Actually, I lost 2 pounds over the last 2 weeks. A pound a week is great when you're pretty much down anyway. I'm in a healthy range. I just don't want to, I have a max that I'm allowing myself in the healthy range. And anything above and beyond is unacceptable, and I'm going to be really sticking to it. So now my mindset is already for Saturday night's holiday party. I know friends are going to bring a lot of amazing food to my friend's house where we're going to go. And I will check everything out before I serve myself. And then it's just a tablespoon of this and a tablespoon of that, and mostly salad or green veggies that are steamed or blanched and not in sauces. And I want to have a little bit of space for maybe one dessert or a half a dessert or a quarter dessert, depending on what it is. But there again, it's probably going to have 5 to 6+ desserts. I'm going to be very choosy, and I'm going to choose something that is the healthiest, has the least amount of fat and the least amount of sugar in it. and preferably not much flour. So I know already I'm ready for it, and I am looking forward to it because I have such a positive attitude. And I really, really hope that I'm contagious, that you can feel it, how happy you can be, and you don't have to feel deprived. Just making the wise decision before you go, and I will have my 40-ounce bottle of water with me, so I always have something to drink. We're not going to have any alcohol with that group, so there is no temptation there. But they have maybe cider or juices or whatnot, and fruit juices have a lot of sugar. It's a healthy sugar, but it's still sugar nonetheless. And when you sit around to socialize and you don't jump up and down and run around, you don't burn it. And so it sits on you again. So what do you think? Did I give you a little dose of hope that you can have a happy, healthy, and an amazing holiday season without putting on 7 to 10 pounds? Hopefully not even one. And again, if you or someone you know wants to start journeying towards better health, let me know. Write to my email, coachdenise@ctdigest.net. Put in the subject line BTR12/13/2018 offer so I know what it's all about, and I will give you first priority. And again, I said I want to help 11 days to start journeying towards their health, just because I have received that gift 2 years ago, and I just really want to pay it forward and help other people who are willing to accept it. So if you don't need it for healthy body, healthy mind, or healthy finances, because it's not a weight loss program, though it can help losing weight or gain weight depending on what you need, but it's also mental adjustment, mindset, and healthy finances. And when you eat healthy and you eat the right proportions, you don't have as much to throw away. Another thing, yeah, when you go somewhere and you want to take some, bring something that you can eat. Okay, that's number one. Number two, when you take some stuff home, instead of putting everything in the refrigerator or leaving it out on the table so you have to eat it the next day, put it in the freezer if it can be frozen. Lettuce cannot be frozen, but that goes in the refrigerator. But if you get veggies that are cooked or meats or something like that, just put it in freezer Ziploc bags and put it in the freezer. Label it so you know what it is and when you got it, so you know how long it stays good. And then you can divvy it up and you don't have to overeat. So those are just all little clues to help you. I am so truly looking forward to get some emails or voicemails or texts from you. And I'm looking for 20 people to help. I want to help more, but definitely 20 people is the minimum between today and the 23rd. And I am just really anxious and passionate and excited journeying with whoever is willing to journey with me. If it's not for you, you might know a loved one, a friend, a colleague, or somebody who actually just got the news from the doctor. If you don't lose 20, 30 pounds or 10 pounds, whatever it is, or 100 pounds, whatever. I just saw somebody who lost 350 pounds, I think, on program. And she's doing amazing. I mean, amazing. And she goes, I didn't know I could do that. I always had an affection with food since I was a small child. Everything, every reward, every punishment, everything went through food. And that's why she ended up over 500 pounds. Now she is 100 some pounds. And she still says, I'm not quite finished yet, but she's looking amazing. Actually, she was on the Kelly show, not Kelly Ripa, the other Kelly, and showed her big pants there. Now she can go in the store and buy clothes off the rack, something she was never able to do before for many, many years. And her joy is so contagious that I go, there is hope. There is hope out there for everyone. And I just want to share that hope. So I think I've said enough for right now. I wish everybody a most wonderful, healthy, and blessed holiday season. And plan for your holiday parties. Use the 3x5 cards, write them out, memorize them, make wise decisions. And when you have decided that your health is more important and that it's going to actually help you create wealth, because when you're healthy, you don't have to go to the doctor and buy medications and do this and do that and have all the extras, buy two airplane seats because you can't fit in one. And I mean, my two friends that I was just talking about, they had to do that. They had to buy two airplane seats and an extension to make sure they could buckle in. So now they don't have to do that anymore. They've been keeping it off for a while. And so I want everybody to know there is hope, and I want to be there with you and for you to give you that hope. So if you know of anybody who, as I said, the doctor said you need to lose weight, your cholesterol is too high, your blood sugar is too high, your blood pressure is too high, I know I can help. So as you heard at the beginning, I was a nurse, fitness trainer. I am a certified health and wellness coach. I am an educator, and I'm a speaker, and I wrote a bestseller in stress reduction and 15 steps on how to reduce stress and increase health. And so I just want to make sure that this is going to be the best Christmas gift that you can give yourself or somebody else ever by allowing yourself or them to get healthy. Again, I wish you all the best. Looking forward to your messages, and I'll talk to you next week. Have a great week.